Hi, my name is Humberto Lezama, Senior Program Manager in Office Extensibility. Today, I'm going to show you some of the new capabilities coming soon to the Office platform that will allow you to deeply integrate your add-ins into the Office UI, including the Office Ribbon. We call this feature Add-in Commands. Before I delve into the features, let's do a quick recap of Office add-ins. For this presentation, please keep in mind that I'm talking about the current add-in platform, also known as Web Add-ins. Add-ins enable you to extend Office applications across platforms using web technologies. For example, you can extend Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and Outlook using add-ins. You can distribute your add-in via the Office Store or via private catalogs. Add-ins have two main components, an XML manifest that registers the add-in with Office, and your own HTML and JavaScript code. The add-in can communicate with Office, for example, to read and write documents using Office.js, which is a library that we provide to you. Add-ins run everywhere Office runs, including desktop, online, iPad, and coming soon to other platforms. In this slide, I'm showing the Wikipedia add-in running in different flavors of Office. The code of the add-in is exactly the same in all versions. To launch an add-in, users go to the Insert tab and pick the add-in that they want to launch. You can probably already tell that there are lots of scenarios where add-ins will come in handy. But wouldn't it be great if add-ins were even more deeply integrated into Office? For example, if they could create their own buttons on the ribbon instead of being confined to predefined menus. Adding commands unleash your add-ins so they can be placed on relevant user flows, making them much more efficient to use. Specifically, with commands, you can create your own buttons on the ribbon, including the ability to create your own custom tab. You can also extend some context menus, and we plan to open up more surfaces in the future. Whenever users trigger your commands, you can take a couple of actions. You can show a task pane where you can use all the power of HTML and JavaScript and CSS to create your custom UI. Or you can directly execute a function in your code without having to show any UI containers. Defining commands is easy. All you have to do is augment your add-in manifest where you declare your commands you want to project. When an add-in is installed, our platform interprets that manifest and creates native UX hooks for you. But what better way to explain the feature than seeing it in action? It's time for a demo. Before I start the demo, let me caveat that these are still development bits. So don't be surprised if we see some errors and have to try some things a couple of times. Okay, here I am in Excel Online, and I already sideloaded an add-in. In this case, I decided to place the add-in on the Data tab, because that's where this add-in functionality belongs. Let me show you what the add-in does. When I click Get Data, the add-in is making a web service call, and then using Office.js, it's inserting that data into the spreadsheet. Then when I click the Compare Data button, but before I do that, let me just make a quick change here. When I click the Compare Data button, the add-in is showing a task pane and then using Office.js to see if there are any differences with the data on my spreadsheet with the data on the backend service, and highlighting the rows that are different. You can see that the add-in was able to detect the differences and then highlighted this row. Then when I click the Save Data, the add-in is making a web service call to save this information back into the backend service. The important thing to highlight here is that adding commands allow the add-in to actually have these commands displayed right into the ribbon of Office into an existing tab. Now, let me show you the same add-in, but now running on Excel 2016, the full-featured version of Office. Here I am in Excel 2016. I have the same add-in already installed. It's exactly the same code behind the scenes, exactly the same markup, and exactly the same backend HTML and JavaScript. And you can see that this is now displaying in the ribbon of Excel 2016. And the functionality is the same. When I click the Get Data, the add-in makes a web service call, retrieves that information, and uses Office.js to write that into the spreadsheet. Then, when I click when I make a change into the spreadsheet, and then click the Compare Data, it's showing a task pane and seeing if there are any differences between the spreadsheet and the backend service, highlighting those differences. And then when I click the Save Data, it's saving this information from the spreadsheet back into the backend service. Now if I click the Compare Data again, it's going to see that there are no differences and therefore nothing gets highlighted. The important point to highlight here again is that it's the same add-in that was able to extend the Office UI by providing commands that show right into the user interface. Now, this is not something that we're just bolting into Office. These are true commands, and as such, they participate into Office customizations. For example, let's say that I really care about a particular functionality. I can just right-click on a command, for example, compare data, and then click add it on the quick access toolbar. I did that before, and the command is already appearing here on the Quick Access toolbar. When I trigger it, it launches the task pane that I showed you before and makes the comparison. The important point to highlight, again, is that I was able to put the commands that the add-in provided into different places into the Office user interface. But what about context menus? We also support extending those too. For example, when I right-click on a cell here, you can see that I have the compare data option at the end. This was actually also added by an add-in. When I click compare data, it does a similar functionality, right? It reads the information from the spreadsheet, goes to the backend service, and see if there are any differences. The important point to highlight is that the add-in was able to add its own command into the Office user interface. But wait, there is more. Remember that I mentioned that you can also create your custom TAF? Let me switch to Word to show you that. Here I am in Word 2016. Again, remember that these are preview bits. The add-in that I'm showing here is a test add-in that I was able to add its own custom TAF into the user interface. And I have three buttons. The first one, it's using office.js to write some data into Word. The second one is using the show task pane functionality to show a task pane on the right. And then from that task pane, I can use office.js to also write or read from the document. The third button shows another task pane which highlights another capability that commands are introducing. In the past, add-ins were limited to just showing like one task pane, but now commands actually allow you to have multiple task panes simultaneously. But what is the magic behind all of this? It's pretty simple, actually. All you have to do is define commands inside the add-in manifest. As you can see here, the manifest is an XML file that defines the semantic structure of what needs to be displayed. For example, here's how I define a button and its action. You can see the different elements here and the action here at the bottom. When we load this add-in, our platform interprets this XML and generates native UI. Again, let me highlight that point. Let me just go back really quick into Word. These buttons that you show here, these are actually native UI that our platform is generating for you. You don't have to worry about the sizing. You don't have to worry about scaling. All of that is handled for you. Let me quickly switch to Excel to also show that flexibility that I'm mentioning. When I, for example, I downsize my screen here, you can see that all these buttons automatically scale. They nicely scale, and if the real estate starts getting even more constrained, they scale even further up to the point of actually showing a pop-up. You don't have to worry about all of the details for the manifest because we're going to publish extensive documentation that explains each of the elements here. I'm sure that what all of you are wondering is when can you get your hands in all this goodness? Well, good news. This feature has already shipped in Outlook 2016. And if you head to dev.outlook.com, you can find all about it. We're also on track to have a dev preview of the feature for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint this calendar year, and we plan to GA the feature the first quarter of next year. Keep an eye on the Office dev blog for any official announcements. Last but not least, here are some useful resources for you. I highly encourage you to build add-ins today, and whenever additional capabilities light up, you can enhance your add-in even more. There is really no need to wait. All the code you write today, you can reuse once we light up the feature. So, what are you waiting for? Head to dev.office.com and get started building add-ins. Happy coding!